KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Partly cloudy skies and 72 degrees in Atlantic at 8:07. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly later this afternoon, a high around 87. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. The amount of water flowing into the lower Missouri River will remain high throughout the summer and fall, and that water will likely to continue to exacerbate flooding downstream. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says it plans to keep releases from Gavin's Point Dam on the Nebraska-South Dakota border to near current levels, which are more than double the average amount. The high releases will likely continue worsening flooding downstream in Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri, and Kansas, where many levees were damaged during severe March flooding. Officials say the releases of 70,000 cubic feet per second of water are needed because the upstream reservoirs remain quite full. The amount of water entering the dams in June was 159% of normal, and it has been a wet year. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a newly constructed assisted living facility in northwest Iowa's Rock Valley was destroyed by fire Tuesday, just weeks before residents were scheduled to move in. Rock Valley Police Chief Monty Wartburn says they were called to the Riverview Ridge Living Center at around 6 a.m. Tuesday, and he says operators were preparing to show the facility off.
I think they were stated for like an open house next week, I believe. Residents were going to be in here in 2 weeks. Fire broke out on the east side.
The Rock Valley Police Chief says the building was burning pretty good when he arrived on the scene.
I would guess flames probably 50 foot outside the roof. Very intense heat.
Firefighters from four different departments were on the scene for more than 4.5 hours.
It took them quite a while to get the fire under control. It was a large fire.
There were no injuries reported, and fire investigators are still trying to determine the cause of that blaze. Well, Iowa Democrat Teresa Greenfield has raised more than $625,000 for her campaign against Republican Senator Joni Ernst in less than a month since launching her bid. Greenfield, a Des Moines area businesswoman who touts her rural roots as the daughter of a farmer, announced her campaign for Senate on June 3rd. Her campaign emphasized its grassroots support in its first fundraising report, touting that 85% of her contributions were $100 or less, and that she's received contributions from 96 out of Iowa's 99 counties. Greenfield is one of three Democrats competing to take on Ernst. She has received endorsements from national and local Democratic groups. A handful of surveys have shown Ernst enjoying a positive approval rating from Iowans, but she remains a top target for national Democrats. Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg wants to increase opportunities for national service and build a network of 1 million service members by 2026. In Sioux City on Tuesday, the South Bend, Indiana mayor introduced his national policy service. Actually, that was on Wednesday. Today, he said the voluntary plan would help to people of different backgrounds form connections like the one he formed while serving with the Navy Reserve in Afghanistan. Buttigieg's plan would add funding for existing federal programs like AmeriCorps and increase the number of opportunities from 75,000 to 250,000, which would cost $20 billion over 10 years. It also would create new service organizations such as Climate Corps. Buttigieg's campaign hasn't provided a cost for that part or said how he intends to pay for the plan. The 2026 deadline concludes with the 250th anniversary of America's independence. The Page County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported the arrest on Monday of 33-year-old Jonathan Terrell Steele of Clarinda. Steele was arrested on a charge of public intoxication at the Page County Courthouse in Clarinda. He was at the courthouse for court proceedings and was found to be intoxicated. Steele was transported to the Page County Jail, where he later posted a $300 bond and was released pending further court proceedings. The Creston Police Department said today there were two arrests in Creston Tuesday afternoon. 37-year-old Jesse Miller of Des Moines was arrested at 130th and Green Valley Road for OWI second offense. Miller was being held in the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. And 18-year-old Jade Conley of Creston was arrested on a charge of theft in the fifth degree. Conley was cited and released from custody at the scene on a promise to appear in court. The Creston Police Department said yesterday they'd had a busy first 2 days of July. Three people were arrested on warrants. Another was charged with disorderly conduct. On Monday, 48-year-old Harry Neal Walters of Creston was arrested on a Madison County warrant for probation violation on an original charge of OWI second offense. Walters was transferred to the custody of Madison County deputies. 27-year-old Shonda Kyle of Corning was arrested Monday in Creston on an Adams County warrant for violation of a court order failure to appear for a court-ordered jail sentence. Kyle was transferred to the custody of Adams County. And 34-year-old William James McKinley II of Winterset was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center in Creston on a Union County warrant for violation of probation on an original charge of theft in the second degree. McKinley was being held at the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. And a little after midnight on Tuesday, 40-year-old Sherry Jo Waters of Creston was arrested near her residence for disorderly conduct. Waters was being held in the Adams County Jail on a $300 bond. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.